Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio on this Monday, January the 23rd of 2012. This is Barbara speaking, and today, as every Monday at this time, we offer you inspiration and the opportunity to connect with your soul for the next 55 minutes. Today's topic is the root chakra. What is it and what does it do? What are the chakras anyway, and why are they important, or are they? We will touch on the chakras in today's program and then focus on the root chakra. Feel free to call in and share with us your stories and adventures with your root chakra.
Hi, this is Jan. The discussions over the past few days relating to the root chakra have been deep and really powerful. There have been breakthroughs, barriers and walls torn down or dissolved, stories shared, tears and laughter, and a deepening of relationships that wasn't previously available or possible. We're delighted that you're here to join us today in this sacred space. We come to you live from northern Germany and southern Oregon, and it's truly a pleasure for both of us to be here with you. I repeat Barbara's invitation to call in after the break or whenever you're drawn to do so and share your own stories with us.
It's Barbara again, and to me it feels like a bit of a new time has begun. Over the past few days, me and my whole family have dealt with our own letting go and the challenge of resisting to let go through a stomach bug, which relates directly to the root chakra, which I call the base chakra as well, because it is where we're based, where we're connected to Mother Earth and everything else. So it was pretty interesting. The kids, well, they pick it up in kindergarten, they pick it up in school, which is, you know, I'm convinced they only pick it up when they need to for their own development. And then, my husband picked it up and I picked it up, and then we all had the stomach bug. And only now, today, when we can see the horizon again, I was thinking about there must be a reason for this. And then we kept talking about the root chakra, and fast enough for my own liking, I was able to recognize the connection between the topic of today's show and what I've been going through. And especially when we have something like a stomach bug where there's a lot of tummy ache going on, and it's about letting go, and the whole thing is mixed up inside of us, and we don't really know, are we coming or going, and are we going into the bathroom or out of the bathroom, and then sharing it with the whole family and running in and out. It's a lot of conundrum, and especially then I think it's really important to focus and to sit down and concentrate and just give it a thought or two what's happening actually. But enough from me for now, because I'm starting to really dive into the subject already. So I'm going back to Jen.
Well, you can dive all you want. That's what we're going to do today. Well, this is Jan again. And, you know, it's really great to be doing this show with Barbara and with you. And as some of you know, I'm going to go off topic a little bit here and tell you about me. I work with angels, and this has been a challenge to say when I'm in the midst of a bunch of business people. You know, I used to try and coach it in more acceptable language, such as I'm intuitive. And I want to tell you, if you're called to work for angels, to be a voice for angels, I encourage you to do the work with your root chakra that will allow you to release the fear of not being accepted, and allow you to stand tall and firm when you say, I work with angels. And how to describe what I do? For years, I worked in medical transcription. So a doctor's voice would come into my ears, and the words would come out my fingers to result in a print document. And it bypassed the thinking mind altogether. I realized recently that's exactly what I do with angels. I get a message from them and pass it along, bypassing my thinking mind altogether. If I stop and think about it, I say, what? What in the heck is that supposed to mean? And the message is hijacked, and it doesn't get through to the right person. I also describe what I do as being part of a relay tag team. You ask a question or raise a concern, or perhaps you just want to know whatever's important for you at this time, and I relay the message to the angelic realm. For me, that consists of, in particular, Archangel Gabriel and other archangels, guides and spirits of loved ones who've shed this human form. And when I get the response, which can come in words, pictures, thoughts, or sounds, however it shows up, I relay the response back to you, kind of like passing the baton. Okay, that's it for me.
So, moving on swiftly, we're talking about the root chakra, as we've been saying before. What is it? For some of you, this whole topic might be new, or maybe you need a reminder of working with your chakras, especially with the base or the root chakra. What does it? Why is it so important to work with the root chakra and work with the base chakra? But to start out with, we have each drawn a card for today's show to share with you. So let's begin with this. And the card that I have drawn, after we had decided on the topic of the root chakra, I drew it from my deck of power animal cards, because one of the other topics that has been very present over the past few days, especially in our online conversation group, the Soul Healing Circle on Facebook, was power animals. And we've been really going into it. And as we said it before, and I'd like to repeat it again, be playful. And when we work with power animals, there's a lot of playfulness involved always. And it's very important, on the one hand, to do dive deep and to take ourselves seriously when we work, but then on the other hand, stay playful and enjoy what you're doing. So the card that I drew today is the beaver, and the beaver stands for power of vision, which to me fits in with the topic of the root chakra very well. And the keywords here for the beaver, what the beaver is asking us to do, is to listen to our dreams, our wishes, and our visions, and to use our inner tools, because we have them. Everything is already inside of us. It's a matter of consciously deciding to use our tools, which means connecting to our soul and connecting to our inner wisdom. The beaver is a leader into the inner world, and he asks us to follow our inner visions. We should take our time to really get into the vision, into the dream, into the wishes that we have, because especially in this year where it looks so full of power already, and the messages that are coming across everywhere are so positive, and it's the year of you, and it's the year of empowerment, and it's the year of releasing and making decisions and starting new projects, having lots of new beginnings. And I can personally say that has happened to me already, and the year is only really young. And the beaver also asks us to open ourselves completely to our inner creative potential, which is one of our tools, so that we can become the creator that we already are, and sometimes we just forget. Let's build our inner and outer home as creatively and sometimes as drastically as the beaver does. Because the beaver, if you have a picture of the beaver in your mind, or go outside, maybe you are in an area where you can see them work, live, very active animal and a very clever architect of his own home. And the way he does it is just so creative. So go and either into your inner vision and work with the beaver, look at how the beaver makes his home, or if you have the chance, I envy you a little bit, because I don't have the chance to see beavers live here in nature, where I am in northern Germany. Just go and sit and watch the way they do it, and see what kind of inspiration can you get from them. Beaver asks us to transform our inner dreams into outer reality, and he's asking us to do it now. It's time to stop waiting, and it's now time to go for inspired action. Beaver shows us how to become the architect of our reality. Let's create the blueprint of our vision and make it come alive now.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And that goes right along with the root chakra, because the beaver goes under the water and goes down to the core.
Mm-hmm.
The card I drew is called the White Rose. And it's interesting because this card has come up before, not for this show, but for something else. And I'm looking at it, realizing that I'm going to describe it to you a little bit. There's winter outside. There's a young girl standing in a doorway or a window, and she's looking really not outside at all. She doesn't see what's going on, but around her, the life is wintry and dark. And she's looking within. She's focused completely within. Outside of her is winter, is poverty, is not being centered, issues with relationships, issues in business, That's all outside, but inside, she is at her core, focusing at her core, and manifesting this incredibly beautiful and alive white rose. So when you go inside and work with your root chakra and clear the root chakra, you can manifest anything because you're letting go of all of the fears and the issues that come not only from infancy and from childhood, but from past lifetimes. So let's go ahead and get into our program for today.
Okay, so it's the root chakra or the base chakra. I've been going into it already. And yes, I agree with you, Jen, that the beaver touches the topic very nicely by going under the water. And the beaver connects both elements, earth and water. And the root chakra, for me personally, is the connection to Mother Earth. The color that is associated with the root chakra is a dark red, a very powerful red. And to me personally, because that was one of the first exercises, the first visualizations I ever did since I started working with the chakras was a cauldron. And under the cauldron was a fire burning. So I associate the root chakra with a color red, with a really strong dark red, plus fire energy. And we have that color inside a fire as well. When we look into the fire, some of you might take part in fire ceremonies or even do their own fire ceremonies. You know exactly what I'm talking about, this glow, such a powerful glow. And if we imagine that this kind of energy or glow is inside of us, it's just amazing what we can do when we work with the chakra and when we clear the chakra, no matter if there is anything that we feel might be blocked there or not, just in general. An hour before the show, I was just sitting down and I put my hands on my womb because this is where the root chakra is located. And I was just sitting there enjoying the energy, enjoying the flow. And it wasn't, oh, I have to do something, or it wasn't, oh, I feel a block, or I have to go deep. It was just enjoying the flow, which we can do on a regular basis. People that work with Reiki or use their hands for transforming energy or giving energy to others, we can sit on our hands because then we cover the root chakra in a very nice and mostly comfortable way. I find it pretty comfortable doing it that way when I just sit down and relex, you know. Well, it depends on if I talk to people. If the people know me very well, they won't mind if I sit like that. Others might just look at me and have question marks in their eyes, but that's fine. I might explain what I'm doing anyway. So it's working at the core. It's working at our base. It's working on our connection to Mother Earth, on our being grounded in this life, in this moment where we are standing, in the situation that we are standing. We can be high-flying as much as we want, and we all know it is very important that we still have both feet on the ground. Last week's affirmation was, I stand firmly grounded and I am connected to my soul. That was both ways, going up or inside to connect with the soul. And the other one was standing firmly. And it's the same for the root chakra. So this goes together pretty nicely again. I like the way the topics weave into each other from show to show. And it's not really that we're doing this consciously or brainy. It's a matter of flow, which I really appreciate. So, yeah, it's about working on our base, in our base, with our base, looking at our base. Are we based firmly? Do we have a solid foundation that we're standing on from inside of us or not? And we can look at the question, and then we can work with a question, or we just look, do we get a picture when we concentrate on the root chakra, maybe on the color, or maybe just on the picture of a chakra that we might have seen before. And then just let it flow. We can breathe into the chakra if we feel the need to expand the energy that's going in there. Or we can use visualizations, which Jan is going to do in a bit. She's going to talk about chakra visualization for the root chakra. And it's we've been talking about relaxing and releasing, and the way for me to release is either through the base chakra, the root chakra, or through the feet. And when I'm thinking about standing on my two feet and releasing energy through the soles of my feet, that energy comes from somewhere. It goes through my whole body, and so it goes through the root chakra anyway. Everything is connected. So I can just as well release it from the root chakra straight into the earth, especially if I'm sitting down, because then the connection is very straight and very direct. And I can also imagine that the energy from my root chakra is going through my legs, through my knees, down into my feet, and goes out through the soles of my feet, and then it's gone. It goes back to Mother Earth. Mother Earth takes it, recycles it, and can renew it for us. And maybe there's energy going to come back into us through the feet or through the root chakra. So yeah, me rambling on here. Jen, what do you have to say?
I love it when you ramble on, when you think you're rambling on anyway. Well, I want to just address the all of the chakras for a minute. There's most people will say there are seven chakras. They're within the body. There actually are nine that we know of. There's actually quite a few more than that, but we'll just talk about the seven right now. The seven chakras start with what Barbara's been talking about, the root chakra at the base of the spine. From the front, it would be the direction of the womb. And then that deals with survival. It deals with your instinct reactions. It deals with your ability to stay alive, both physically and emotionally. The next chakra coming up is right about at the belly button level, and that is the second chakra. The color of that one is an orange. It's a really beautiful orange. And I envision all of these colors as fire, as flames that are within us, because we all burn brightly at different times. But the second chakra is yellow, and that one is related to creativity, whether it is birth creativity of a child or conception, or whether it is of an idea or a project. That's that creative chakra. And you'll find that when you're working on something really exciting, a project that you're doing, that's the chakra that will be burning the brightest. The next one, as you move up, is at the solar plexus, which is that soft spot right below your sternum. And that is the color yellow. That one is the mental. That's the one of thought and of mental, also of ideas. And it also, when you're working on some sort of a project that requires mental activity, you'll find that you're all yellow is just the place to be. That's why a lot of women like to have yellow in the kitchen, because it's bright and it's cheery, and it also helps them to focus on what they're doing. And then you move up to the fourth chakra, which is the heart, and that one is green. Green, if you ever notice going out into the forest, green is a very healing color. It just reaches down into our soul and feels healing. And that is the heart chakra. That's why it's so why it resonates so much. And then moving up to the throat, right there at that little hollow in your throat, is the fifth chakra, and that is an indigo color. It's the chakra of communication. So when we're talking, when we're giving messages, when we're communicating in any way, even if it's through the internet, even if it's typing, this is the chakra that has those, that deals with communication. And then you move on up to the sixth chakra, which is right, it's in the pineal gland, which is in the middle of your head. If you put your finger on the crown of your head and a finger on your forehead, the middle of your forehead, right there where those two lines would meet, that's where that chakra is. And that is a color violet. It's called the Jesus chakra or the Christ chakra. It's the one of enlightenment. It's the one that we use when we are really in the flow with spirit. And then, of course, there's the crown chakra, which is the deepest connection, highest connection with spirit. And that one is a white or silver, goes right out through the top of your head, and it's just absolutely amazing. But we're going to focus today on the root chakra. And the root chakra is, again, it's at the base of your spine, and it is, as Barbara said, a deep red, a really powerful, vibrant red. And it also has, I relate it, just like she does, with flame, with fire. So I'd like to do a visualization, and I want you to imagine that fire. But what I'm going to do is carry that fire with you. So I'd like you to, first of all, get comfortable. A sitting position is the best for this particular one. If you just get really comfortable and take a couple of deep breaths in, and as you breathe out, allow the tension to release from you. And breathe in again, breathing in peace and quiet, and breathing out tension. And then I'd like you to imagine that the surface you're leaning against is a huge tree, one that reaches for the sky, that has enormous breadth to it, and that will have roots that go way down into the earth. And you're just leaning against this tree, very comfortable, no problem. The bark just sort of molds to you, and everything is really comfortable there. And allow yourself to feel the energy of the tree, the life of the tree. And if you put your hands down beside you on the ground, you'll find that you're touching the beginnings of the roots. And if you allow yourself to imagine and to travel, to journey down one of those roots, you'll find that it goes underneath the earth. And because these are side roots, they probably spread out a bit under the earth. They go down into the earth, but they spread out. So now follow that back up and go to the center of the tree where the taproot is located. And this is the same as if you in yourself are the tree. And the taproot is coming out of your root chakra. And follow that taproot all the way down through the earth, down through the layers, the magma, and down into the center of the earth. Follow it all the way to its beginning. And here, you'll find that there are visions, perhaps knowing, perhaps thoughts or sounds, perhaps words that you'll see or pictures from your infancy. Make note of those pictures. You may see pictures from when you were in the womb, or have feelings or sound from that time when you were in the womb. Make note of those. Remember them. And then you may go beyond that. Follow that route at your leisure into a past life. Just allow it to come up in front of you. Allow the knowing. Allow the voices or the sounds of music. Allow the words or the pictures. And you're going to see a door in front of you. And when you open that door, not yet, when you open that door on the other side, you are going to meet yourself or someone who was very important to you in a past life, who has an important message for you. And I want you to open the door now and see who it is. And learn the message they have to give you. And when you're ready, take that message into you. Tell the person, thank you. Close that door. And come back to the root, to the taproot, to your root, following it up through the magma, through the earth, into the tree, into you, into your awareness, and then take two deep breaths in and out and in and out, and allow yourself to open your eyes and come back to the now. And if you have a way to write that down, then go ahead and do that so that you can have it for later when you want to look at it some more. And this is a visualization that you can do at any point in time. You can do it before you go to sleep. You can do it during the day. Whenever you want to do it, it's a wonderful one to keep getting in touch with your deepest self. So at this time, we're going to take a short break for announcements, and then we invite you to call in and share your adventures and stories with us. So if you want to call in, there's a toll-free number for U.S. and Canada. That's 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Or you can Skype in at BBS Radio. So, Barbara.
Thank you. That was beautiful. Very beautiful. I feel very calm now.
Oh, good.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so here comes my ad. Barbara Patterson, Caressing the Soul. Soul Matters. Online coaching to connect you with your soul's wisdom. Remember who you are and use your inner treasures. And the Soul Healing Circle, share your true self and meet your soul family on Facebook. I love inspiring you and I love feeling the joy of your soul connection. That's barbarapatterson.info/at-your-service. barbarapatterson.info/at-your-service. Thank you.
You do that so well. I'm going to have to actually get one down that I can read one of these days. Well, here's my ad. This is Jan. You can connect with me at janrevel.com. That's J-A-N-R-E-V as in Victor, E-L-L.com for angelic guidance sessions, oracle card readings, chakra clearing, and spiritual coachings. And on Facebook, you can find me at With Angelic Guidance. And also on Notes from an Angel. So when you're ready to get some clarity and guidance, you can get angelic guidance with Archangel Gabriel, your guides, and loved ones who have shed this human form. Come and visit me at janrevel.com. I'll see you there. Okay.
And not to forget that Jan and me are now offering joint coaching as well, which is totally awesome and so exciting because we've got our first clients in inverted commas lined up already because we've done a bit of a competition, a very spontaneous competition on one of our Facebook pages. It's I'm a Misfit and I Love It. And we had 3,333 likes. So we decided to offer a joint coaching session with Jan and me. And we're ready to now schedule those sessions and get to work with you guys. So if you want to book us for that, we're happy to be of service to you. And the other thing is, sorry?
No, go ahead.
The contest. We have another contest going, which is a musical contest for our Facebook page, Purpose Talk Radio. No, it's not for the Facebook page. It's for the radio show, actually. Sorry. Because we love the idea of accompanying the show with a heartfelt piece of soul music, really. And I've been listening to one of the pieces that have been sent in to us just before the show, and I really like the idea, and I can really see everything merging together. So if you're inspired and you have a piece of music, or you want to write a piece of music, or you know somebody who does soul music, please refer them to us. Please refer them to our Facebook page, Purpose Talk Radio, and submit some beautiful soul music. It should be no longer than what we can use is about maximum 90 seconds. And we'll talk to you about the details on Facebook.
And then, what's the prize?
Oh, The price, obviously, is the joint coaching session with Jen and Barbara.
Woohoo!
There is a price. Yeah, yeah. There is a price also. Yeah, and we had a deadline. The deadline was 31st of January, which is a week from now, or 8 days from now. Maybe we can be a bit more generous with the deadline. We'll see about that. Just if you feel called to this, or if you know somebody you really want to refer them to us, please do so, and we'll talk about the details then.
That's great. That's gonna be fun.
Yay!
To have some music to lead in and close out and put behind the ads that we do, and maybe Jan will finally get her ad together.
Maybe that's what you need, a piece of music, so that you have the inspiration to create your ad with. That's so related as well, you know. But you're doing fine, Jen. It's fine. The messages are coming across, you know. It's brilliant. Talking about messages coming across, just before the show, when I was roaming around on Facebook, there was a page, a woman, a friend of mine, a Facebook friend of mine, and she has a Facebook page also, which is the Pay What You Can community, which is a brilliant idea, by the way, that she's offering services to clients, and they can, as it says, pay what they can. And her name is Sue Burness. You can find her on Facebook. And she posted something from Abraham Hicks today, which fits in nicely with the root chakra, because this is the one aspect that we didn't talk about yet, really. I need to find it. Oh, here it is. The quote goes like this: sexual energy and spiritual energy are identical energy. Mm-hmm. When you are tuned in, tapped in, turned on, that's the turned on. When source energy flows through you, it flows through you. You cannot separate one from the other. End of quote. Yes, and that's another very important aspect of the root chakra, the sexuality aspect. And the flow, which we might have already experienced often or not so often. Maybe some of you are grinning and smiling now, nodding and grinning, as I keep saying, because this is kind of like my favorite expression for this. I know exactly what she's talking about. Maybe you haven't. It doesn't always have to be related to the root chakra, but the root chakra is the base, and especially for women, as another woman that commented on that thread about the Abraham Hicks quote, which is Francesca. She is a coach for sexuality, actually, and what she said is, especially for us women, the root chakra is the seat of our power. And I really like this. This really, I could just, you know, say the seat of our power and then stop talking altogether, because the ripple it creates, when we think of it, the seat of our power, which is like a throne, really. Power.
It really,
seat.
Yeah, it really is. And as too often as women, we have denied that power. And I think that that's part of the whole getting back in touch with our power is actually working with the root chakra. When you work with the root chakra, you can release things from that really does deal a lot with infancy and with in the womb and with past life stuff. And when you actually work with that and go deep, and please, I urge you, if you're not familiar with doing this, don't do it without a coach, without a guide to be with you, to talk you through it and be there for you when you come out, because this is really intensive work. And it's individualized for each person. It's not just a one-size-fits-all type thing. I mean, I took you on a visualization that is a safe one that can start the process for you. But when you start getting really deep into this, you need to have a guide with you. You need to have somebody accompanying with you, somebody who's been there, somebody who knows how to do this work. And then you can address issues of money issues, of relationship issues, of anything. Pretty much anything that you want to deal with, things that are holding you back. You know, you think you go through the law of attraction and you say, okay, I'm ready for all of this abundance, and I'm ready for a relationship and love, and I'm ready for all this stuff. And then it doesn't really happen. Or it happens a little bit, but not quite to the extent that you had hoped. And that's when you need to start looking at what's going on behind the scenes, where you're not really aware of it, so it's not in your conscious mind, it's not something that you've already dealt with, it goes way deeper than that. And we're all like, you know, it's the old saying, like the onion, where you have to peel off layer after layer after layer, and you go through spirals where you get to the same point, but you're at a different level, you're at a different understanding, you're at a different awareness when you get there. And so dealing with the root chakra and going deep and finding where are those blockages that maybe from infancy, maybe from early childhood, they may be things that you have heard that you don't even remember hearing. They may be from when you were still in vitro, when you were still in the womb, well, not in vitro necessarily, but in the womb, that they're messages that you heard from the outside or messages that were brought to you through your mother's body. And I will not place any blame on any mother for any reason, so don't even go there. But these are messages that you received through, their genetic messages is what they are. And then going through even deeper to your past life where there are messages that you are bringing forward into this lifetime that are holding you back from getting where you really want to go. And that is crucial in achieving the depth of connection with spirit that you want to achieve, because you and spirit are one. There is no separation, just like Barbara was talking about between sexuality and spirituality. There is no separation. So finding out where you have allowed yourself to be separate from spirit allows you then also to get back in connection, to get back in the flow and reconnect with spirit. Wow, that was a tangent, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'd like to pick up on what you were saying earlier about make sure that you have support when you do something like this. I was once in a workshop where we were not directly working with the root chakra, but then it all came back to the root chakra, really, because when it was my turn to do the healing work, the coach or the teacher was working on me. And it had to do with my sexuality. It had to do with the core of my feminine being. And he was a man. And I just blocked him completely. Yep. And he was really trying to get through to me, and he couldn't. And my ego was going, hey, 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 you know, nah, 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 you can't get to me. You can't get to me. So it was protection, obviously, because I was sitting in that workshop for 1.5 days, not knowing why I'm there. Because I blocked it out so completely that this is all connected to me also, what's happening and what's been talked about. And then we were in the healing situation. He couldn't get through to me. And then he looked around and there was another healer in the group, a woman. So he said, okay, I'm not getting anywhere here. If you allow, so I will hand it over to this woman. And I said, yeah, you know, go ahead, let's try this. And she got through straight away. Mm-hmm. Because it had to do, and yeah, for me, I can say my feminine core is located in my root chakra, in my base, especially now that I've given birth to 2 children, having had the pregnancies and everything else, I can relate to this so much. But even if we're women and we haven't had children for whatever reasons, because we decided not to, or because we're still young and we don't want family yet, or whatever, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to do with carrying children in our womb physically, but we can carry so many other children in our womb with our thoughts. Everything, we store everything that happens to us in the positive things and the not so positive things somewhere in our physical body or in our energy body. And the chakras are our energy body. And they belong to the whole system. Everything is connected. So if I work on one chakra, it affects the other chakras also. If something is stuck in one chakra, it might affect the other chakras also. So if we start, or when we start concentrating on one chakra, especially today we're talking about the root chakra, make sure that you're in good hands, or that you're confident that you'll be able to deal with it by yourself, especially going really deep. One thing is scratching the surface, breathing into the chakra, doing a basic meditation or a basic visualization. And the other thing is going really deep under the surface, deep diving. As I said at the beginning of the show, it's good to have someone there that you trust, and it's good to have someone there that can you can talk to about what's happening. It can be truly positive what comes out of it. revelation after revelation can come up to the surface. It doesn't always have to be bad and horrible and not so positive. It can be beautiful. And even then, it is so moving because it is pure emotion and it is such power that we get to the surface by working and on the root chakra, that it's good to have somebody with us. Or do it in a group if you feel comfortable doing it in a group.
It's kind of like when you're talking about negative stuff that might happen, it's kind of like in dreams, nightmares. You know, we're so afraid of nightmares because they frighten us so badly. But every time I have had a nightmare or worked with someone who had a nightmare, usually in a dream group, the message has been incredible, so incredibly powerful, and usually really good. But the only way that the subconscious has to get through to us, particularly if we don't remember our dreams most of the time, is to scare the dickens out of us. And that way, we remember what the dream is, and so we then pay attention, hopefully, to the message that's in the dream, if we're willing to actually look at it. And then it gets to the point, after you've had a few of those experiences, that you start looking for nightmares, and you go, wow, I want to have another one of those, and you don't, because, you know, you've been dealing with things, but... So when I get a nightmare anymore, I wake up all excited. Yeah, I'm upset when I'm waking up and my heart's going like crazy and I'm sweating. But still, that's the time to write it down and be really excited about it. And, you know, Barbara, you touched on another thing about the power of the root chakra. And I want to address that for a minute, because anybody out there who has a young daughter, I want to hear this. I had a friend who told me a story about when she was 3 years old and she was sitting on a seesaw at a playground, and a man started walking to her, toward her. And somehow, even at that young age, she knew that this man didn't have good intentions toward her. And she basically blasted him. She energetically blasted him. And the man turned around and walked away. So if you teach your young children, male or female, it really doesn't matter. If you teach your young children to get in touch with that root chakra, with that sexual energy, that spiritual energy that is so incredibly strong, you can teach them how to take care, how to protect themselves. So if somebody's coming towards them that means them harm, they have the chance to blast that person and get away and get to safety. I mean, this is just a real, you know, simple survival thing. And that's what the root chakra is. It's survival. Survival, spiritual, sexuality, it's all combined in there together. And it is so incredibly powerful what you can do with it.
It's mental kung fu, really, what you just described.
Oh, that's perfect.
I mean, yes, the martial arts are all not just physical movements and exercises. It's all about the combination of using our inner powers as well as our physical strength or techniques. And the mental kung fu thing is really good. If we are self-confident, we can show our children by being self-confident ourselves what it feels like to be self-confident. They can learn that from us, and we can teach them also. We can teach them on a conscious level. I have a 7-year-old daughter. So, you know, this is inspiring for me also to think about how can I support her there. And nowadays, well, the impression I have of her, of the school she goes to, the primary school, is they are working on these things, that they're starting to combine the visible stuff, the brainy stuff, the intelligence with the emotional intelligence. And with energetic stuff also, it's awesome. Yeah, I'm really impressed with that. And the other thing I noticed recently is I used to play handball, team handball, which is a very physical sport. And obviously we had a warm up, we had to do stretching and everything else, which I did for quite a while. So I was doing my stretching and I was warming up, and then sometimes I felt good and sometimes I didn't feel good, and the group dynamics, the whole energy of the team and the opposite team was always very interesting. Nowadays, I play team handball totally different. back then, I wasn't really so awake and I wasn't so consciously aware of what's happening. And what the connection that I made recently is looking at yoga, which I really so far never went deeply into, but friends of mine, they teach yoga, so we did a few exercises, a few asanas and everything else. It's the same stuff as warming up and stretching in team handball, which is fascinating because nobody ever said anything about spirituality when I was warming up and stretching. But then it is spiritual because I'm paying attention to my body, and my body is my powerhouse altogether, no matter if it's the root chakra or whatever else it is. And then making this connection, everything is connected, and there it is again.
Yeah.
Whatever we do for ourselves, when it feels good, it's good. And then when we feel that the power is coming back into our powerhouse, that feels good. And sex can be very good for doing that as well.
Oh, yes.
With loading the batteries, you know, filling up the batteries and everything else. I mean, good sex, you know, how do you feel after good sex? You feel great. Mm-hmm. Adrenaline is going, and all the other chemicals that are released into the body, dopamine and everything else. It's just beautiful. And that's the power.
And then you notice when you walk down the street after some really good sex and you're smiling and the sunshine is out, no matter what the weather, and everybody that you pass smiles at you.
True.
So that really...
You're radiating, yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's right. Radiating. And however we can achieve this, ecstasy. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be through sex, but this is what I so like about the Abraham Hicks quote, connecting sexual energy with spiritual energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just think about it. Let it sink in, because it is very similar and it is the same. Maybe we've never thought about it like this before. Maybe it's time that we connect the two and to gain more energy from the inside.
Mm-hmm. Did you find on the team ball thing, you were talking about whether you were in a good mood or a bad mood and watching and dealing with the other team. Did you find that your mood affected your team and the other team any?
Definitely.
So tell us about that.
Yeah, with me it was... I was very, very competitive, and I really had a drive to win the games. And so I was, you know, shouting at my team members. I was trying to do it in a very supportive way. It didn't always come out that way, especially when we were on the losing side. And then the aggression came up, which is power in itself. And now I found a valve for turning the aggression, transforming the aggression into something much more productive. Aggression can be pretty productive for a short while also.
Right.
Didn't really work. The team didn't really like me for it because I was just trying to push them. I got so angry because they were like, they couldn't be bothered and they didn't want to run and they were tired and everything else. And I was just standing there on the field going, come on, ladies, come on, let's do this, let's do this. I was full of power, but it wasn't, I couldn't channel it in a very positive way at the time. And yes, it did affect, when I was very calm, very cool, calm and collected, it did affect the team also. And the other way around, when somebody else was noticeably different than they normally are, yes, definitely. And it's
so
always like that.
Has that changed in how you're doing it now? How, you said you're playing it differently now.
No, I would if I still did it.
Oh.
No, I don't play a team handball anymore because I think I played it for a reason, and the reason was finding a valve for for this explosiveness inside of me. And now I found different vents and valves to do this, which made me a lot softer, a lot more sensitive towards other people, and it's a team sport. If it's a true team, like if I look around me, I'm surrounded by true team members now. It's true collaboration and everything else. Because I'm looking for that.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, it wasn't really, it was just, you know, a few girls that trained together once a week and then we had a handball game together. There wasn't never really the team spirit.
Right.
For several reasons. And I did miss that. The coach that we had changed frequently, so there was never really the chance to grow together as a team.
Yeah.
So there was never the one flame in the middle that could explode when, you know, the motivation, the cheering and everything else, that we were able to cheer each other and the coach was going to be able to do that for us. It wasn't really there. But it was a great time. I learned a lot about myself.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't do it anymore.
And what you just mentioned about changing coaches, and that's true in today when people work with coaches to or with anybody to find somebody that you really resonate with and don't jump around. So, because it doesn't give continuity, it doesn't give consistency, and it dilutes whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you talked about power animals and the beaver, which was really wonderful, and some of the power animal conversations that happened during this past week. Would you care to talk about that a little bit more?
Oh, sorry, I am mute. Yes, I'm a big fan of power animals. I muted my microphone there. Me and technology is sometimes really funny. Power animals, yes. For some reason, it started coming up last week in our online group in the in the soul healing circle. And I think the first one that came up was the hawk. I really love griffins. I love birds, and birds are messengers. And I surround myself with feathers. We've got lots of crows here in the city. So I keep picking up crow feathers, and I'm planning on doing a really big ritual with them. And each animal stands as a messenger, and can connect us with our soul, with our inner wisdom, with our inner treasures. It can be a helper. As the angels can be a helper. And I really like the message of beaver today, as for the power of vision, because it's power. The root chakra is power, 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 power. And yes, vision. Sometimes the visions, but yes, I mean, it's in the womb. This is where we are standing with our base. And this is where we are creating as well, connected to the second chakra. So the vision might be created in the womb, in the root chakra. And it can be so, so powerful. And power animals, we were then going on to deer. Somebody had seen unusually, well, yes, in that surrounding, if I remember correctly, a lot of deer in one place at the same time, which normally don't show up in that place. So the sight of, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6 deer standing there is amazing. For one. And then I had a Reiki customer here over the weekend, a Reiki student, and her husband was here also. And he said he came home one night and he had seen a white deer, and he was totally mesmerized. He nearly stopped in the middle of the road to have a closer look. And that he said the animal was walking beside him for a bit, because he slowed right down because he didn't want to drive over the animal, obviously. So he was very impressed with that. And in general, when it's an unusual animal that we see, we pay attention. Or if it's an animal that we don't see usually in the places that we then see them. Deer here, for example, in the town where I live, are in winter, they just come into the city and they go into the gardens and they look for food, because we're so close to nature here. It's only a small city. For me, it's still amazing sitting in my friend's house, and she says, look outside, there's the deer. And the deer standing right in front of the kitchen window, and I'm like, oh, my God. And then I run home if I can't remember what the message of deer is, and I look it up. And then we had one show a little while ago. I think it was still in 2011. It was the topic was Be Gentle With Yourself, and you did a great visualization, Jen, and the animal that I saw was deer, and deer stands for being gentle with oneself.
Right.
And then we continued in the soul healing circle. What else? Rabbit and squirrel energy. Squirrel is a really great, I personally like squirrel as a power animal, giving me support with my energy, or giving me the message of confirmation of, yes, you are very active and what you're doing is all good. It's not a message of you have to slow down. Or something like that. It's a message of, yeah, you're doing great. Everything you're doing is, you're going the right way. You're going on the right path. So I find it a fascinating topic, working with power animals. We can really go deep with power animals, but we can only scratch the surface also. We can play around, because the other power animal that just comes to my mind that we were talking about is frog. And looking at a frog in nature, the way they are, the way they are colored, depending on where you are. I've been to Costa Rica and we've seen the most amazingly colored frogs there. And our guide was telling us, don't touch, very, very poisonous. I mean, excuse me, a frog looks so, so innocent. They don't bite, they don't sting, and then they're poisonous. And they have a really bright yellow color. I think it was yellow and black, or was it green and red? Very amazing. And they stand for healing. Frog stands for healing. Amazing. Yes, green color for the heart chakra. Healing makes total sense to me.
Right.
I use them as inspiration. Sometimes when I work with clients, I was then talking to my Reiki student about power animals, and she said, oh, yes, she wants to draw a card. And it always fits, especially when I'm in a client situation, when we're talking, when we're coaching, or when we're doing Reiki and some topic comes up. We talk about the topic, and at the end of the session, they draw a card, and it always confirms what we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're doing it the other way around. We have the beaver message for the power of vision. Some of you probably are working on their vision, working on their vision boards. I can say I definitely am, and I'm putting stuff in place visibly for everybody to see and for everybody to support me and to confirm me, getting the soul healing circle from virtual into reality. And then there was one woman that she posted today on the wall of that event that I created on Soul Healing, on Facebook for the Soul Healing Circle Summit in the US that's coming this year. She said it's on her vision board. Yes, 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 yes.
All
vision
right.
Board. There it is. Good. Again, vision. And whatever vision looks like or feels like or tastes like or smells like, when we hear a song and all of a sudden we get a vision. There was one guy in the Soul Healing Circle, Craig, and he came with a poem that blew me away. It was about jazz music, and I could feel the power in that, in those words.
Yeah,
that's a
it
vision.
Was amazing. I found myself when I was reading that actually tapping my foot along with the rhythm. Even though there was no music to accompany it, it still had that rhythm that I was going with it. It was great.
You know, the one thing that we haven't touched on, what we normally do is we give an affirmation. We offer an affirmation.
Oh, right.
We still haven't done that. We have set the one for last week's show, but not the one for this, for today's show. So I'd like to do that.
Okay.
Deep breath. So the affirmation for today's show is, I connect with my roots. I see clearly who I am. And I now put into action my purpose in this life.
Oh, I like that.
I connect with my roots. I see clearly who I am. And I now put into action my purpose in this life.
This life.
And so it is.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
So we have been granted a few extra minutes, but we still have to close up the show. So, Jen, do you want to do the closer?
Sure. No, actually, I'd prefer you do it.
Okay, I'll do it. Remember, we offer joint coaching. We have the music competition for the Purpose Talk Radio show. If you have a submission, please let us know. And the price for that is a joint coaching session with us. You can connect with Jan through her website, janrevel.com. That's J-A-N-R-E-V as in Victor, E-L-L.com. You can connect with me on barbarapatterson.com. That's B-A-R-B-A-R-A-P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N.com. No, info. Sorry. Oh, my God. I'm messing up my own website here. Dot info. Sorry, it's dot info. We've decided for the following shows, for the coming shows, that we're going to go free flow and connect with spirit and our own inner guidance on topics. So when we have guests scheduled, we will let you know about who's our next guest. And if there's no guests, it'll be a bit of a surprise, probably for us also, what's coming up as a topic. And that's what I really like. It's the playfulness about being spontaneous, about just saying what we want to say.
Right.
Yes, I think that's it, really.
All right. So we will say goodbye for now, and soul blessings to all of you.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.